This verse was spoken once in Advaita Acharya and was visited by the great Avadutta Nityananda Rao. When Advaita Acharya saw the beautiful form of Nityananda, about whom we will soon hear, he was overjoyed with pleasure. You must see, know, when Nityananda walked through the countries, the lands, people were just totally overwhelmed by the beauty. He could describe that the moon, after a hot, hot Indian summer day, gives great relief. So Lord Nityananda immediately gave so much bliss and joy, or ananda, into the hearts of the people who had darshan of him, that they felt that my hot, hot tapatraya, my life with material miseries is over. And they felt more blissful than seeing the cooling rays of the sun, and not the moon, in the night. They felt this face of Nityananda Ram looks as if 1,000 moons have risen simultaneously to give relief. So when Advaita Acharya saw how the moonlight Nityananda Ram entered his house, he became so joyful that he couldn't contain this great pleasure, and he circumambulated. That means he walked reverentially around Lord Nityananda, embraced him, and as he embraced Lord Nityananda, his heart was filled not only with joy, but with bhavanmata, that means the madness of love. Lord Nityananda Ram was this type of love, that the love gets to an extreme degree. Then it is no longer within the restrictions of worldly rules and so on. So this divine love of God, this love of Gauranga Mahaprabhu came into Advaita Acharya, who then helplessly began to roll on the ground, trying to grab the feet of Lord Nityananda. This Nityananda likes very much. He also jumped on the ground and tried to grab the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. And as they were doing this, they began to roar in ecstasy like millions of lions. Where do you find such pastime? This is not ordinary. This is not boring, like a boring German conversation or a Croatian conversation. This is excellent love. They couldn't control their madness at first. They were rolling, you know, two divine personalities. They're rolling on the ground, totally drunken with the ecstasy of each other's company. And they couldn't be. Yeah. I saw some of you meeting each other, and I saw the joy in your heart when you, again, after some months, or maybe some of you have not seen each other for a year, you were so joyful and you embraced each other, especially you see this their joy in a very direct and straightforward way. And also, I saw some of them, "What? You are so fat! What is happening? Ah, yes, I'm eating very nice olive oil." And you know, so very joyfully exchanges the news. and now, my dear devotees, this is maybe an idea or a thing, but really, when two divine personality met, this person, what we experience in meeting each other is wonderful, but it is small in proportion, in comparison to this divine meeting. And only after some time, they could control themselves. I would like to speak now about this meeting of Advaita Charya and Nityananda Mahasaya, because I feel in this meeting many things will come forward which are helpful for our own spiritual life. Now, before I can start, I must see that we have ideal circumstances. Is it necessary that we have the translation that loud? I'm asking. Maybe it is necessary. If it is, you have many there, isn't it? So it seems to be necessary. I'm sorry? Turn your voice a little down, you say? Yes, who can do this? It's easy. There is a volume thing. Yes, Sama Mara. Govinda Nandan, you seem to understand what to do, so please do it. Good job. So then another remark is made. Yes, time. It's getting ready on the altar. We have heard you. Now, if there is a child of yours who is not yet taken care of nicely, so that he is, I don't know so much if I should, but you get the idea. If your child is very restless, he is very much welcome during kirtan, but we all get restless. I hope that's the time to get restless. But during the lectures, I always feel it's good to have a very peaceful and concentrated atmosphere. And I will give the mothers my guru room. You will be gurus during this time. And you can very nicely take care of your child there. And if you wish, I know it's difficult to give your child to someone else, but maybe this is possible. To have one person who is in charge of the children. And I think of it another, do we have a children's room with toys and so on? But please don't understand me incorrectly. I love children. Yes. But it's just like we need to rise a little bit to the level of culture. And this is now hearing the glorification of Lord Nityananda, and we need concentration, and we need to be committed. And the children don't understand what we talk, so. Fine, so I want to talk about this meeting and the prayers, because they are very devotional, and we want devotional on this day. So we will start with offering our obeisances. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashtatya Jaya Shri Krishna Jaya.
Sarva jiva paritrana tumi mahaneto mahaprayeta tumi satya dharma setu.
O Lord Nityananda, you are the ultimate cause of all the living entities in the world. To protect the religious principles, and during the total annihilation, here Advaita Acharya is a just praising Chitta Nityananda, saying that it is because of you that living entities have a chance to be delivered from samsara. With this he pronounced the profound truth. We know that there are always two dimensions of spiritual knowledge. At least two, there are millions of dimensions, but from this perspective there are two. There's the tattva and the lila vichara. Tattva means it deals with philosophical principles, and lila with pastimes. Who is Lord Nityananda in truth? As a, you know, he is none else than Baladev. But who is Baladev? Baladev in Leela is the elder brother of Krishna. But in the Tattva consideration, he is the mainstay, that is, the one who pulls everything together, just like the ground for us living beings is where our being rests. You know, without a ground, we could float in the sky and there wouldn't be any existence for us. Balaram is that Sandini, is in charge of the Sandini, the eternality principle on which all existence rests. Hare Krishna, yes, the enthusiasm is growing. It was confirmed, I love it. So, you see, I always find it very important, especially for new devotees, doubting devotees, or those who are not on the level of spontaneous interaction, to know when we talk of Balaram, when we talk of Nityananda, we talk of something extremely profound. We don't talk about, I would say, an Indian concept. We talk about a universal truth. So he continues. He said, Advaita Acharya, you are even at the time of total annihilation, Sandini, the eternal present. Then he continues. He stood before Nityananda, he had his hands folded, and he then said, Tumi Nityananda Murti Nityananda Nama Murti Manta Tumi Chaitanyera Gunadama. Your form is Nityananda and your name is Nityananda. You are the personification of Lord Chaitanya's transcendental quality. Let us look a little bit on Tumi Nityananda Murti, your form is Nityananda. How did Lord Nityananda look like? It's very important, so that we can meditate about it. He was, first of all, extremely tall. You know, you would, therefore sometimes people said, here comes the mountain of Lord Nityananda. He was decorated with many decorations, but he only was wearing one earring, not two. There is a very, very wonderful reason, but Maybe this evening we will talk about the one hearing and the missing hearing. He had always a red iron rod. You know, he was really had a heavy rod. It was very difficult for anyone to carry this. And he was playfully. He had a bluish dress. And he was usually covered with flower garlands. On his body, there was sandalwood pulp mixed with gorachad. Now, I know we don't know what that is. It's a yellow pigment which has an almost fluorescent light. You know, fluorescent? Do you know what this is? Is it the right way I say it? How do you think? Fluorescent. It's almost, I wouldn't say aggressive because that means almost violent. No. If the color jumps at you. See, we have this pillar is about the color of Gorachan, but it doesn't jump at you, it stays where it is. When you have a fluoro color, fluorescent color. It means it just jumps at you. Therefore, it's used in religious ceremonies and this. So Lord Nityananda was covered with sandalwood mixed with this yellow thing. It looked extremely auffällig. I can't translate that in German. His hair was decorated with all kinds of silk and cloth, if you can imagine. It was hanging here, there was a turban. It's extremely beautiful. His face was as pleasing as millions of moons, and what was very auffällig. You have to learn a little German today. That means, auffällig means you just it falls in on you. This means what auffällig is. He was constantly chanting, always on his lips, either Mahamantra or his preferred name. Go, go. It was like, how do you say? It was dancing on his lips, and the Baba, that means the ecstasy came out of his heart and manifested on his lips in this chanting of this mantra. Go, 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 go. Yes, but you do it with the lips of it was from the Baba. That's something totally different. When you hear that, it is just melts you to begin to cry. See, there are two types of mercy. There's karuna, but more than karuna is anukampa. Anukampa means a type of mercy which makes your heart melt. I think sometimes we all feel the anukampa of the Lord. Mostly it happens to us, unfortunately, after we have woken up from our pride and our dream of illusion, that we feel sometimes this, oh, he's so merciful. Although I'm so insignificant, the Lord has given me this anukampa. So Nityananda was distributing this anukampa through his own love in the heart, which went into his chanting and came out like a river of nectar coming from his lips. So no wonder that anyone who saw him was just totally transformed. We hear, of course, from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita how he saw Lord Nityananda only in a dream. We will hear more about Lord Nityananda appearing in Svapna, doing his Svapna Vilas. That's something else. If appearing in the dreams.
But he was so overwhelmed because he saw the great Avagyuta with his iron rod, red iron rod, turban and all, and dancing and just chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And he was accompanied by his associates who were cowherd boys, the dumb cowherd boys of Lord Baladev. So, and they told him the dream, go, go, go from here and go to Vrindavan. Lord Nityananda, when you get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you always, this is very important, get the strength to move on. Now I have to just address my youngest audience who is ready for peace. It is so nice that you're here. Please stay here. You are a little older. Don't talk. Just this time language we should have. It's a nice place to talk. Please stay. And just sign language is good enough to communicate. It's not so complicated what you want to communicate. So, Lord Nityananda, in other words, all this gives you the strength to do what you know you should do. Most of us know there is something in our life which we really resist doing at the moment. You ask your heart, you know what it is. You can ask yourself, what is it that I know I should be doing, but I just don't do it at the present. Which will totally change my life for the better. And you will get an understanding. But that is only the first part. The more important part is the strength to act upon your knowledge. Right? Don't be rude. That comes from Lord Balarama, Ananda Rama, the representatives. You connect with them. You can actually, if you sincerely connect and surrender, get this type of important thing, the strength to act upon your knowledge. It's called bala. Bala doesn't mean physical strength, it means spiritual strength. It's so important. This bala, today during the Abhishek, let's just pray for this bala. Let us just be very humble, that's important, and understand we are not yet there. We want to be in our lives and in our spiritual life because we don't have the strength to act upon our knowledge, which is already there in our hearts. So, Lord Nityananda also had all this ornament of gold and silver. He had precious stones. He had necklaces of pearls and diamonds. And to please Lord Shiva, he usually was wearing a Rudraksha, Lord Shiva's favorite. Lord Shiva is the greatest of the Vaishnavas. He wants to please. I am also very convinced of you, Lord Shiva. That is Nityananda. Good. So he would move in very long steps. It's always said he moved like the elephant which moves, and very, very often he just didn't walk, he just danced. Very often he was overcome with love and it was unpredictable what he would do. He would sometimes dance so hard that he would lose all his honor and love. But Lord Chaitanya, in order to show how absolutely transcendental Lord Nityananda is and how it's really not comparable what is happening in the world. He said to Nityananda, give me your koban, and he distributed the koban as Mahaprasad to the devotees. My dear devotees, you can't understand this with mundane thinking, but when you are in love, you can understand these things. It is described that Lord Nityananda's ecstatic love was so powerful that by his glance alone, people became transformed. Now this means Krishna. Krishna blesses his devotees by looking at them, because it is described in his eyes, Krishna's eyes, there resides a certain potency, the potency of blessing. And as he looks at his devotees when they come for him, to him for their darshan, at that time Krishna gives them blessings. I always like to give an analogy of Gandhari. Gandhari was a very powerful lady, and she had, because of her austerities, special shakti. You know, her austerity was that she was unknowingly married to a blind husband. And when she found out my husband is blind, she also blindfolded herself and took on that type of austerity in order to please and serve her husband. And said, I'm going with you through sick and thin. I'm with you. That was her feeling. However, once a day, early in the morning, a special meeting took place. Gandhari, as we know, had a son. He didn't have the best characteristics, Duryodhana. And Duryodhana would come every morning before his mother, and he would be undressed, except for a gamsha, which covered his private parts. And he would come before his mother, and his mother would take the blindfold off, look at him from top to bottom and from bottom to top, and say, now go, son, by the power of my glass, you are now immortal, invulnerable, except for the places where I didn't look. Was at the gamsha. So that is why in the ultimate fight between Bhishma and Dronacharya, Bhima and Duryodhana, Bhima was beating with an iron club on the chest of Duryodhana, and he said, ha 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 ha. Lord, thank you, Mother, that you have looked at me and given me your blessing like this. You've given me your austerity, the fruit of your austerity. So the point is, she had power, and the power was transferred by her glance. You know this only in you know, sometimes not our devotee Matajis. Or if they do this, they should be a little careful to do this, but not so nice to do, but Matajis have also a lot of power. They are weak in the body, but they are powerful in the eyes. And when they look at a man who is still on the in the mode and the illusion of being the body, you know what a glance of a woman can do to such a fool. Could change the life. Ours, yeah. Therefore, Madhavi's always in the Vedic times would accentuate their eyes by colors which they put around, so that there was a power spot that they could do a lot. I'm not saying could give you tips. Little better if you would like. I'm saying this in order to show where power resides. The power of men is supposed to lie in their intelligence. Supposed. And in their character. Nowadays, what we speak about nowadays. So, the Lord, this is my point. The Lord has this extreme potency in His eyes to bless everyone who comes before Him. That's why we take darshan. Yeah? We come before the Lord and we come with an open heart and with a prayerful heart and want to be blessed by Him. So his Lord Nityananda's ecstatic glance was so powerful that people became transformed. What did this mean? They started to cry. They started to shiver. What is shiver? Shivering is more like they became stunned. That means they couldn't move any longer. They started to perspire. Their hair started to bristle, means get up. They shouted loudly, Gaura! Their voice was choking. They turned white, and then they started to roar like lions. And at the end, the Lord Nityananda looked at them. They just fell down, unconscious, in ecstasy. Nita! This was proven in Raghava Pandit's house when there was a festival and Lord Nityananda used to, he looked just around like an innocent child and everyone was dancing. And devotees became so strong that they started to go to huge trees and tear them out and jump on the trees' branches and dance on the branches. I think Ramananda could do that, but it's a no different dancing style. but they were so empowered, nothing would happen to them. And even little children, like Satya and Manjari, little children, who, if they were touched by the glance of Nityananda, they became so powerful that they began to run through the village and their parents tried to catch them to give them something to eat. But not 100 people were not strong enough to hold one little child. They would just pull everyone behind them. Very important here is the glance of Lord Nityananda. This is what we are interested in. That's why we have prayers in our tradition where we pray, my Lord, please give your sidelong glance upon me. You know there's this prayer to Radha Rani, Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava, the Stava of him, where we want Radha's Kripa. And how do we want Radha Kripa? Well, we just want Radha Rani to look at us and by her glance. Advaitacharya continues, you propagate Lord Chaitanya's devotional service in ecstatic love. You are the fully empowered branch of the tree of Lord Chaitanya. I think we talked about this a little, how he was distributing love. You are the supreme instructor. Oh, this is now very important. You are the supreme instructor, said Advaitacharya, of all devotees, headed by Brahma, Shiva, and Narada. Everyone attains devotional service to Lord Krishna by your mercy only. Yet, you are never ever touched by pride. My dear devotees, Balaram Nitai or Nityananda Ram instruct all devotees. Now we move a little into Guru Tattva. A concept comes now before you which is also important for you to understand, to not enter what we could call a personality cult. So you need to understand what is here. The guru is difficult to understand because he's more than you see. What you see is a person who, like I saw in my spiritual master, who was inspiring me very much, who talked and so on. But there's something working in the person, something which charges him, which drives him, which is very incomprehensible. It's the guru tattva. So there is, Prabhupada explains it like this, there is a samasti guru, a total guru. Samasti means total or complete, it's Krishna really. And then there are many individual gurus who are called vyasti. Like Vyasa, Vyasadit, Vyasti, Vyasti gurus. These individual Vyasti gurus get their strengths only by being connected to the Samasti guru. It's almost like, let us look at these different lights. They get their individual lights, but they all get their strengths from the Zagreb. Electrical powerhouse. If this light would not be connected any longer with the electrical current, maybe because a rat from the Zagreb temple thought it was the wire was a spaghetti from Italy and had separated. If that light, in other words, wouldn't be connected to the powerhouse, it would cease to shine. It would stop its function. So when we look at our guru, we always have to see him as a representative of Mukunda, or Srimati Radharani or Baladev. But the particular power which works through him is the power of Balaram and Nitai. And therefore, in other words, you can say that the potency which maintains us in our spiritual life, if I want to explain it on the tattva level, the strength for the Bala, which we need. So everyone, Advaitacharya says, you are the supreme instructor of all devotees, you know. He could have said, you are the electrical current which runs through all the life force, you are the Samasti Guru which goes through all the Vyasti Gurus. But that is a little, you know, when you talk with a personality, that is not so important. You know, if I want to talk to Mahatma Muni, I won't say to you, oh, you perfect embodiment of anatomy. It's true on the tattva level. There's anatomic structure, skeleton. Oh, you sum total of all human organs. Liver, kidneys, stomach, and so on. I wouldn't really place so much emphasis on this. I would say, Madhva, can I serve you a pizza at 12 o'clock in the night, please? I would totally meet his taste. I love Madhva. You understand, then there is no distinction, and that is very important. Raghunath Das Goswami, he mentions in his first instructions to the mind, we should develop affection for our spiritual master. It's important. Then we just don't see him as a principal. Oh, you principal. Hello, principal. if we forget the tattva, we may make a cost, we may make a mistake, we have to be mindful of it. It has to be a background of our activity. Everyone attains devotional service to Vishnu by your mercy. You know, that comes through it's called Sanchari Shakti, through the yet you are never touched by pride. Let us remain, because we also will celebrate in a few days another birthday. Let us remain a little bit more on this on what this function you are instructing everyone on Lord Nityananda. What does Lord Nityananda to instruct us? There are three points which the spiritual master wishes or needs his disciple to understand. First is, he needs to explain to them knowledge according to time, place, and circumstances, so that they can understand. It must be relevant for them, in other words. The second is, the spiritual master should remove obstacles on the path of the disciples' understanding. Yesterday in the Radha Sharanagati car, we always have very nice discussions in the Radha Sharanagati car. You should travel with us. We will discuss everything in the car, because there's so much time when we drive. And I was very happy when we had a discussion where the devotee said, I'm stuck here, I'm stuck, I just can't agree here, I can't see it this way, I see it this way because of this, but I'm stuck, can you help me please? And I think here's an important point in the guru-disciple relationship, to remove obstacles in the understanding. And believe me, these obstacles are natural, because we come with our knowledge, our perspectives to the spiritual life, and we find out there's so much more knowledge than we know we could ever imagine even. So second thing, remove obstacles from the path of understanding. And the third and very important principle of the acharya, why we need the guru so much, is he needs to empower us. Because just to give knowledge is not enough. We need to have the strength to move on in our way, isn't it? Do you agree? We need to have the strength to move on. It's so important. So if we connect through our connection to Balaram Nitai, through the Parampara, that strength will come, it must come. If it does not come, then something is wrong and it must be corrected. Something is wrong and you must look, where is the mistake, where doesn't it work, and correct it in a very positive and non-mental way. You know, it has to work. You also have to become a light that shines. You also have to become a light that shines. It's very important. That's the best way you can serve Krishna. Become a light. The Kali Yuga is so dark that we need light that shines. And that can happen only by connection, by a higher connection. Lord Nityananda had associates, as I said, and they were reflecting the light of Nityananda to the most extreme. The associates of Nityananda were really extraordinary. There was Minikatan Ram, who would have a flute, and he would dance and act, not a flute, a whip, and he would dance in ecstasy, and then he would touch people with the whip, and they would get love of Krishna. There was this one kirtan leader. He was once leading kirtan. Listen to this, Jai Gopal, because you are a kirtan lover. Listen very carefully. They did kirtan, and the foolish atheist in the village thought, this is too loud, we want to sleep now. It was, you know, one of these don't stop kirtans. And it was dragging on, or I don't know what to say, dragging on. It was lasting long. So the best of the atheists who wanted to stop this took a dead jackal, and threw the jackal right into the center of the kirtan. Now, we are not from India, so we don't know what this means, the cultural language, you know. It means something very inauspicious. That is the death is considered to be inauspicious. And a very inauspicious animal who jackals kill babies often, you know, when they're hungry. I have seen often jackals when I was in Braj, and when they started to howl just next to me, I knew it's time to go to another place for chance, you know. And it's a band of jackals, you know. So, Hare Krishna, especially many jackals. I would always stay on that peninsula, that's what it's called, half island. In the lake of Radharani, that she would take a bath. It was a very nice time. I would stay there, I would have a paratha, and then Sriman Haribolananda came, that was a turtle, this big. He was a really powerful turtle. And he was also hungry, and he just came out and always looked at my paradas until I understood the message, and took an extra parada every time I went and gave Sriman Haribolananda his share of it. Yes, in the night, I always remember there was these jackals, you know, they really, when they are the majority, they become very arrogant and proud. And one time I just passed them. They were not afraid of me like they should be. And it was an unpleasant encounter. I learned my lesson, so it's really dark, don't walk through the fields. So a dead jackal is very, very inauspicious. Living, he's already somewhat inauspicious, but dead, very bad. So they threw him in the kirtan, hoping that everyone would become so shocked and disgusted that the power of the inauspiciousness would stop the kirtan. But the kirtan leader was a devotee, I think, Kamala Lakanta Pipalai was his name. He was chanting, and he saw the dead jackal, the Srijal, I think you call him, the Srijal, and he said, he just shouted at the jackal, "Chant the dead Srijalji!" And the Srijal got up and started to chant, "Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo," and started to, and go really into it. Power of Nityananda's devotees. Do not underestimate the power of Nityananda's devotees. It's extremely powerful. Siyamnam, you think, shall I believe this? It is true, Siyamnam. Don't doubt. This is the power. They also have this in the eyes. They throw their mercy on you. So they are rare amongst human beings, the devotees of Nityananda. Their words always come true. And the bodies manifest beautiful features. Hare Krishna. I took this from Shastra. So, yeah, almost ready. Yes, it says here, everyone attains devotional service to Krishna by your mercy. I was very surprised when I read in the Chaitanya Bhagavatam, in the fifth chapter of Madhya Lila, text 303, I give this reference so that you know. The devotion of the gopis described in Srimad Bhagavatam was awarded to the people of the world by Nityananda. I want to say this to the devotees who are dealing a little bit with the deep spiritual subjects, and I do have such disciples also who are very interested to go into the details of the wealth of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It's not that Nityananda, Mahaprabhu's mercy, is stopping at a certain rasa and doesn't go. His kripa includes all the mercies, according to Vrindavan Das Thakur, all the rasas. The devotion of the gopis, which is the pinnacle of the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, is awarded, is given. The means, what is that devotion? It's a very close relationship to Krishna, where Krishna is considered by where the gopis think totally, I'm yours, Krishna, and you are mine. It's a very, 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 very close relationship where the Lord lives in the heart of the devotees, and the devotees live always in the heart of the Lord. And it said, he is never touched by pride and anger. And I would like to at the end, oh, I have so much still to say, but I would like to sing a song with you on this. Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai. Because it's a glorification of Lord Nityananda, and it will be very useful for us to glorify him on this dear day. This song which we will hear now is related to a certain quality of Lord Nityananda, which I personally find extremely essential in my own spiritual life. Do you sometimes feel that you are not good enough in on the spiritual path? Can you feel this self-doubt? Will I make it? And if I look at me, I'm still so conditioned. Are these thoughts familiar to you? And do you sometimes feel anguish? Anguish means like an inner pain because of it. Oh, why am I like this? Why am I not like Madhva Muni? Or why am I not like Bhagavati? Or you compare yourself with others. Why am I not like Radhana Maharaj? He's so good. Or Lokana Maharaj? He is so humble, and I'm such a loser, and so on. Isn't it? Do we sometimes feel like this? My dear devotees, I think it is natural, and it's a result of a reflective mind to reflect about the qualities. But don't become discouraged when you are like this, because there is a principle in spiritual life called unconditional mercy. Are you with me, or are you looking at the moment at the picture? We can look at the picture in a moment. Please concentrate. It says here, Advaitacharya says, and I think it's so nice, Patita Pavanatumi Dosha Drishti Shunya. this word dosha drishti. Drishti means a vision, and dosha means where you see faults. For instance, yesterday when I came to the hall and I remarked, "No, there is a Hare Krishna mantra, but it's only half. The rest, the other half is missing." This is called dosha drishti, where you see something and you see the fault. The other vision is, wow, half, half of the mantras, they're wonderful. Oh, thank God. We have the mantra. This is called the adosha drishti, not seeing the mistake of something. Do you understand? So here it says dosha drishti shunya. Your vision is shunya, means void, without seeing mistakes and faults. Nityananda, in other words, sees all this like this. He just sees, wow, someone said Gauranga. I can't believe it. He said Gauranga. She said Gauranga. And that's all he sees. Let us say it's a non-devotee in Scotland, who, because of the cold, goes to the pub. We call it pub. Cup is like a gostilna, you know. Gostilna means what is an English word? A good English word. A bar, you know, where you drink. So let us say this devotee meets one Scottish devotee. I hear they have this campaign in Scotland. Let they stop people to say, "Say Gauranga," you know, for some reason. And people like that very much. Gauranga. And then he goes to the bar. And that's what people do at the bar, and at the end of the night he's over the toilet, and you know, and everything comes out, and all this, you know, not very cultured. You know. Nityananda wouldn't see the bar part. He would see only, he probably met the devotee, and he said, "Gauranga." That means adosha drishti, the vision where you don't see fault. It's almost incomprehensible for us, isn't it? Because we are trained in another way, especially when we look in our heart. Especially when we say, "This is not alright, that is not alright, this is not alright." And Nityananda is not like this. Listen to the translation, please. You are the deliverer of the fallen souls. Would you like to say this? Nityananda.
Nityananda.
You are the deliverer of the fallen souls.
You are the deliverer of fallen souls.
You do not find faults in others. Simply by remembering you.
Simply by remembering you.
All the bondage of ignorance is destroyed.
All the bondage of ignorance is destroyed.
And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he makes a very, very sensitive commentary on this. He says, "My glory finds Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Advaita Prabhu said," listen to this, "you are the deliverer of the fallen souls, and you do not find any faults." And then he writes something behind it. "In whom do you not find any faults? And you do not find any faults in the distress." You know, here we come to a principle in spiritual life. You can only feel this mercy, or get this mercy, when you are humble, the required. When Lord Nityananda went with, received Jiva Goswami in Navadvipa, Jiva Goswami said, he just didn't say anything, but he wanted to see so much the pastimes of Lord Gauranga, who had already left the planet. So Nityananda told him, "Yes, we will go on Navadvipa Parikrama now. I will lead you around. And then Nityananda asked, is there anything I should know when I go on parikrama? And Nityananda said, yes, there's something you must know. The holy dove will reveal its glory only under one condition to you. And that is, you must be humbler than a straw in the street. You must be tolerant. You must be able to forgive others for their minor and bigger mistakes. And you should not expect respect for yourself and be ready to respect others. My dear devotees, please learn this while you're on this festival. If you can find some nice words of encouragement and spiritual words for others, your words will be like a window through which light comes into the other person's life. No? Your words can become like a window through which light comes into the other's life when you talk spiritually, compassionately, encouraging. So, spiritual life. So, I thought we should sing something for Lord Nityananda's pleasure. Is it in your interest also?
Yes.
All right. So, do we have the right Akrura Pana? I know one very nice melody. It's a very devotional raga.